Provincial police charged four people over the course of 4 days with impaired driving in the Bracebridge area. On Friday, January 24 at 8:30 p.m., Bracebridge OPP says officers were conducting a ride program on Maple Street in Port Carling. After an interaction with the driver of a vehicle, police arrested and charged 34-year-old Cody Farron, of Oshawa, with operation of a motor vehicle while impaired and 2 counts of operation while prohibited under the Criminal Code. He is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice in Bracebridge on February 25 to answer to his charges. On Sunday, January 26 at 1:40 p.m., OPP officers were conducting patrols in commercial parking lots near Edward Street in Gravenhurst when police say they became concerned about the conduct of a driver. Officers commenced an investigation and subsequently arrested and charged 33-year-old Mateusz Rodekow, of Gravenhurst, with operation of a motor vehicle while impaired and obstructing a peace officer, along with several Highway Traffic Act offenses. He also has a February 25 court date in Bracebridge. Later on January 26, at 4:45 p.m., as a result of a temporary highway closure on Muskoka Road 169 in Gravenhurst, police say an officer was speaking with motorists to redirect them around the closure. The officer became concerned about the condition of one driver and began an investigation into his ability to drive, OPP stated in a news release. Police arrested and charged 42-year-old Michael Rocky, of Gravenhurst, with operation of a motor vehicle while impaired, drug. He will appear in the Ontario Court of Justice in Bracebridge on February 25. On Tuesday, January 28 at 1:40 p.m., OPP officers responded to a call about a person in a vehicle on Alice Street in Bracebridge. Officers arrived and were able to rouse the driver and entered into an impaired driving investigation, stated the release. Police arrested and charged 37-year-old Ashley Gray, of Brock Township, with operation of a motor vehicle while impaired, drug. She will appear in the Ontario Court of Justice in Bracebridge on February 25.